Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
You know, some places wear their history like a fine piece of art, polished, framed, and displayed proudly for all to admire. And then there are places like the Russell Hotel in Sydney, where history doesn't just hang on the walls, it seeps from the cracks in the floorboards and creeps through the hallways like an unwelcome midnight guest. Sitting right in the heart of the Rocks, one of Sydney's oldest and most storied neighborhoods, the Russell Hotel has seen it all. Convicts, sailors, epidemics, and tragedies, long forgotten by most, but maybe not by all. Built on the remnants of a brutal past, this unassuming boutique hotel has become the focus of paranormal fascination, especially Room 8. The stories from that room alone could keep you awake at night. Guests have reported waking to see a shadowy man silently watching them sleep, motionless, yet undeniably present. Cold spots, phantom footsteps, whispered voices in empty corridors. These aren't just ghost stories shared over drinks at the bar. These are first-hand accounts from guests and staff who swear by what they've seen, and more chillingly, what they've felt. So tonight, we step beyond the welcome mat and into the shadows of Sydney's most haunted hotel. Prepare yourself, because what we uncover may just have you second-guessing that next holiday booking. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Rocks. If the stones beneath your feet could talk, their stories would chill you to the bone. Long before tourists wandered its narrow alleys and cameras flashed against the historic sandstone, this rugged slice of Sydney was carved out by desperate hands. When the first fleet arrived in 1788, the Rocks became a settlement not of hope, but of punishment. Convicts from Britain, sent to the far corners of the earth, chiseled their way into the Australian soil, building homes, taverns, and yes, even prisons, from the very rock beneath their feet. It wasn't long before the Rocks earned its reputation as the rowdiest, roughest district in Sydney. Packed with unruly sailors fresh off months at sea, opportunistic thieves, and the poorest of laborers, it was a place where crime wasn't a surprise but an expectation. Disease spread like wildfire in the unsanitary conditions. Smallpox and plague outbreaks swept through the population, claiming lives indiscriminately. And when night fell over the harbor, there was an air of lawlessness that wrapped itself around the streets like a fog, heavy, inescapable, and dangerous. Within this chaos, a modest structure took shape. What we know today as the Russell Hotel started its life as a lodging house, a safe haven of sorts for seafarers looking for rest before returning to the waves. But safe might not have been the right word. Back in those early days, there were whispers, quiet talk among the laborers and the occasional wary guest, that the building sat upon cursed ground. Not a formal curse, mind you, but a place weighted by the misery of those who came before. The streets outside were littered with memories of public floggings, brawls that ended in bloodshed, and desperate men seeking escape at any cost. And then, as if history wasn't content to rest, the building itself transformed. In the early 1800s, amid waves of disease, the lodging house took on a darker role. With smallpox tearing through Sydney's crowded slums, it became an impromptu hospital. Some say this decision was made out of mercy, others say necessity. Either way, the building's timber walls bore silent witness to pain, suffering, and countless final breaths. Many of the sick brought there never made it out alive. Their bodies were removed under the cover of darkness, but their stories, well, those may have never truly left the premises. For decades, the Russell Hotel carried on, adapting with the times, but never quite escaping its origins. Renovations modernized the exterior, but if you look closely, the Georgian-style architecture remains, as does the iron lacework that drapes the balconies like the intricate webs of some long-forgotten spider. Creaking floorboards, drafty hallways, and time-worn fixtures all add to the ambience, a mixture of charm and foreboding. As the 20th century dawned, the area around the Rocks began to change. Urban renewal efforts attempted to polish its rough edges, but the old hotel seemed to resist the facelift. Guests reported strange occurrences, a knock at the door only to find no one there, whispered voices in an empty corridor. The unmistakable sound of footsteps pacing overhead, even when no other guests were booked on the floor. These early reports rarely made headlines. They were the kind of tales shared quietly over breakfast or scribbled into travel journals and forgotten until someone else noticed the same thing. Perhaps it was the age of the building, they thought, or maybe the salty harbor winds rattling loose shutters. After all, an old structure like the Russell has a way of speaking in its own language, a language of creaks, groans, and sighs. But not all explanations were so easily embraced. Room 8. The mention of this room alone tends to hush conversations, even among seasoned travelers. While the hotel offers a cozy boutique experience, there's something about Room 8 that feels off. Even if you haven't heard the story, stepping inside might send a chill up your spine. Visitors have reported an overwhelming sense of being watched, as if invisible eyes are fixed on them from the moment they cross the threshold. The most unnerving claims come at night. Guests describe waking from restless sleep to find a dark silhouette of a man standing at the foot of the bed. He doesn't move. He doesn't speak. He just watches. Moments stretch into what feels like hours before the figure slowly fades into the dim glow of the moonlight filtering through the curtains. Some guests check out early, unwilling to spend another moment in the presence of whatever haunts Room 8. The hotel staff, though professional and courteous, have quietly acknowledged the room's reputation. While they stop short of making any official declarations, some have hinted that Room 8 is best left to the brave and to the foolish. One housekeeper reportedly refuses to clean the room alone, insisting on a second person present when it's time to turn over the linens. Skeptics, of course, offer their explanations. They point to the hotel's centuries-old timber expanding and contracting with Sydney's humid climate, producing sounds easily mistaken for footsteps or whispers. Drafts creep through unseen cracks, chilling rooms without warning. The hotel's proximity to the bustling harbor means echoes of nearby activity often carry further than expected, creating phantom noises. And then there's the psychological factor. When a building has a reputation for being haunted, it primes the mind to anticipate eerie experiences. The power of suggestion can be profound, especially in the dead of night. Guests familiar with the hotel's haunted lore may unintentionally amplify ordinary creaks and shadows into something far more sinister. There's also sleep paralysis to consider, a natural but terrifying condition where the body remains frozen between sleep and wakefulness. Hallucinations of dark figures are a common symptom, potentially explaining the infamous sightings in Room 8. It's an unsettling thought that the most frightening encounter in the hotel might actually be a trick of the human brain, betraying its own senses in the vulnerable hours before dawn. Yet for every rational explanation, the accounts persist. People who claim to have had no prior knowledge of the hotel's haunted history still report the same unnerving sensations. The sensation of unseen eyes, the cold that seeps into the room without warning, and of course the shadowy man who stands silently at the foot of the bed, watching, always watching. As we leave the early chapters of this chilling tale behind, one thing is clear. Whether the echoes of the past are playing tricks on us, or whether something truly lingers within the walls of the Russell Hotel, the mystery is far from solved. And as the years march on, the accounts only grow bolder, darker, and more difficult to dismiss. The whispers around the Russell Hotel never truly died down. If anything, they seem to grow louder with each passing year. Carried on the sea breeze that winds through the narrow streets of the rocks, what began as hushed conversations among guests and reluctant admissions by staff soon became fuel for a much larger fire. By the early 2000s, as Sydney's historic district attracted a fresh wave of curiosity, seekers and paranormal enthusiasts, the strange tales from the Russell Hotel found a new audience eager to listen and investigate. It didn't take long for the reports to escalate. no longer limited to the odd creak or fleeting shadow, guests began describing full-bodied apparitions and physical sensations of being touched or pushed. In particular, those brave, or perhaps unlucky, enough to stay in room 8 recounted as experiences that defied rational explanation. One traveler interviewed for an Australian travel feature described waking in the middle of the night to the chilling sensation of someone brushing against their ankle under the covers. When they switched on the bedside lamp, there was no one there, but the indentation of a handprint slowly faded from the bedspread. Cold spots were reported not only in room 8, but throughout the corridors of the hotel. Sudden localized drops in temperature sent shivers down spines, even on Sydney's warm summer nights. Visitors spoke of an oppressive heaviness in certain areas, a weight pressing on their chest that left them breathless and anxious. These experiences, while subjective, were eerily consistent across unrelated guests. As the hotel's spectral reputation grew, so did the attention of professional ghost hunters. Paranormal investigators from across Australia began scheduling overnight vigils at the Russell Hotel, eager to document the unexplained activity. One such group, the Australian Paranormal Phenomenon Investigators, spent several nights on the premises. Armed with electromagnetic field meters, infrared cameras, and digital voice recorders, they combed through the hotel's shadowed corners, particularly focusing their efforts on room 8. Their findings were as compelling as they were unsettling. EMF spikes were recorded in areas with no visible electrical sources. Muffled voices, caught on tape during moments of silence, seemed to murmur unintelligible phrases only discernible upon playback. A faint but distinct male voice was captured whispering what sounded like, "Get out!" The team maintained a cautious skepticism, but could not deny the data they had collected. Something unexplainable was happening. Housekeeping staff, often the silent observers in stories like these, began to share their own experiences more openly. Several admitted to hearing the unmistakable sound of heavy boots pacing the hallway in the early hours of the morning. When they stepped outside to check, the corridor was always empty. One cleaner claimed to have seen a shadow dart across the far end of the hall, only to vanish before her eyes. She never returned to that floor alone. But perhaps the most chilling accounts come from the night staff, those who guard the hotel's quiet hours while the rest of the city sleeps. One front desk clerk described an unsettling pattern of calls coming from room 8 in the dead of night. The guest would report hearing someone knocking from inside their own closet or claim that they heard footsteps pacing back and forth within the room. Yet when staff would investigate, they'd find nothing but silence and a thoroughly spooked guest. These recurring phenomena began to take on an almost predictable rhythm, yet no less terrifying for their frequency. The Russell Hotel became a fixture on Sydney's popular ghost tours, with guides recounting the dark history of the rocks and pausing outside the hotel to share tales of its infamous Room 8. Tourists and skeptics alike would stop, gaze up at the modest facade, and wonder what or who might be waiting inside. Amid the growing interest, paranormal experts proposed theories to explain the ongoing disturbances. Some suggested the hotel might be host to residual energy hauntings. Unlike intelligent hauntings, where entities are believed to interact directly with the living, residual hauntings are thought to be recordings of past traumas. Events so emotionally charged, they leave an imprint on the environment itself. Given the Russell Hotel's history as a seafarer's inn, a makeshift hospital, and its proximity to the brutal history of the rocks, it seemed plausible that echoes of its dark past were playing out in an endless ghostly loop. Others pointed to the concept of spiritual unrest tied to unfinished business or violent ends. The rocks had seen more than its share of both. Sailors who never returned to sea, victims of disease abandoned in isolation, criminals condemned to brutal justice. These lost souls, some believe, might still wander the corridors of the Russell, trapped between worlds. Notably, some guests have reported visual encounters with what they describe as an old seafarer, a tall man in a weathered coat and hat, whose presence is most strongly felt near the upper floors of the hotel. The apparition is said to appear briefly, often near staircases, only to disappear as quickly as he arrives. Whether this is the same figure witnessed in Room 8 remains an open question. Skeptics continue to offer alternative explanations. Shared psychological triggers among guests, primed by the hotel's notorious reputation, or simple environmental factors like uneven heating, poor sound insulation, and the natural groans of a centuries-old building settling against the Sydney Harbor winds. And yet, these logical arguments struggle to fully account for the sheer consistency of the reports. What keeps the Russell Hotel so firmly entrenched in Australia's haunted landscape is not just the accumulation of stories, but the unnerving specificity of them. Guests who have never spoken to one another or read about the hotel's history before their stay report nearly identical experiences. Feelings of being watched, sounds of heavy boots on empty floors, the shadowy figure at the foot of the bed. And so the Russell Hotel continues to stand as a monument to both history and mystery. By day it welcomes travelers eager to soak in Sydney's colonial charm. By night it plays host to a different kind of visitor, one that lingers unseen in the shadows, waiting for the unsuspecting guest to close their eyes, dim the lights, and slip into uneasy sleep. Whether you're a skeptic hunting for rational explanations or a believer chasing the next spine-tingling encounter, the Russell Hotel offers something few places can. An experience that stays with you long after you've checked out. Because when you spend a night at the Russell, you don't just carry your luggage out the front door in the morning. You carry the memory of what might have been watching you from the shadows. What is it about places like the Russell Hotel that keeps us coming back for answers we'll likely never find? Maybe it's our own stubborn curiosity, that restless part of the human mind that just has to peek behind the curtain, even when we're told it's best left closed. Or maybe, just maybe, it's something a little less explainable. Something tugging at the edges of our reality, daring us to believe in what we cannot see. You could argue quite convincingly that the entire experience of the Russell Hotel boils down to a perfect storm of environmental factors. An old building weathered by centuries of storms and footsteps creaking under its own history. The power of suggestion, setting our nerves on edge the moment we hear whispers of hauntings. Sleep paralysis, tricking our minds into conjuring shadowy figures at the foot of the bed. And let's not forget, we are all wonderfully prone to a bit of confirmation bias. Once a place earns its reputation as haunted, well, every draft feels a little colder, and every unexplained noise feels like a ghost tapping on the walls. But even with all those explanations neatly stacked in our rational minds, the Russell Hotel manages to unsettle something deeper. Because here's the thing. Not everyone who reports these eerie encounters went in expecting them. Not every guest read the stories before they laid their head on the pillow. And still, they wake in the dead of night, frozen by the sensation of being watched, chilled by footsteps that no one else seems to hear. And that's what keeps the legend alive. Maybe it's not about proving the existence of ghosts at all. Maybe it's about acknowledging the weight of history in places like this and the lives lived, the struggles endured, the tragedies that left a mark so deep they ripple through time. Whether you chalk it up to restless spirits or restless imaginations, the Russell Hotel leaves an impression. And maybe that's the most haunting part of all. So next time you find yourself wandering the streets of the Rocks and you pass by that charming facade with its iron lace balconies and warm glow of history, take a moment, look up at the windows. You might just catch a flicker of something. Or someone looking back. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.